love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
And welcome to the show. Yes, it's Kids for Love Project Radio Show. The project is now in the Pawtucket school system, and we are here to celebrate the kids, as the intro mentioned. This is a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. And the Kids for Love show is also heard on our own station, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. And the Kids for Love Project show is heard every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time. And that would be 1 and 1 for out in the L.A. area. And that's where our guests are coming from. We have an excellent show, Camille Lockhart, and she is out in L.A., as mentioned. She's an actor, author, and advocate for positive change. She's the author of a book, Small Shoes, and founder of Kids for Positive Change, which is very much like we're doing with the Kids for Love. So my heart went out to her. Also, we have James Hicks. He's 10 years old, and he got involved with Beagle Freedom Project after seeing one of their first videos. So we're going to be talking about all the things that they're doing. So welcome to the show, Camille and James.
Thank you so much, Deborah. It's so great to be part of the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And first of all, I want to mention your book has a lot of nuggets, a lot of insight. It's all related, for the listeners, it's all related around shoes, which is fun. But there's many messages that are in there for living a conscious life. And one of the most simple is love what you do, but love your life and the people in it more. I love that. It's really true, because so many of us can get so caught up in our jobs that we forget or don't have time for our family members.
So, yes, that's so true. And I use the analogy of shoes to keep the book light. But the messages, as you said, are there's some good, powerful nuggets in there, because we all outgrow our shoes, per se, or our lifestyles. And we all have to recognize that, you know, to live a conscious life and to be plugged into family and also our life purpose, which could involve our career, we really need to find that balancing act. And in my words, in the book Small Shoes, find that right fit. So we can do both well, but also really remember that conscious living does start with our friends and family, and that love and support we can offer each other.
Absolutely. And you're actually in a performing a musical right now. So tell us a little bit about that.
I am. I'm in a wonderful musical called Loopholes, A Pain in the IRS. And it's here in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, at the Hudson Main Stage Theater. We run through May 17th. And it's a fun show that highlights the story of it's a true story of a man who fought the IRS and won. It took him 15 years. So it's a very comedic musical, again, in the vein of what I love to do. It makes people laugh. It allows you to think about a few things, but it's just a really fun show to come out and see if you are in the LA area, that just really will kind of put a kick in your step. There's some dance numbers and musical numbers, and it's a treat for me because I haven't been doing live theater. I haven't done a play or a musical in about 5 years now. So it's super fun, and we're getting great reviews. So it's called Loopholes, and you can find it at loopholesthemusical.com.
Wow, and that's Loopholes, L-O-O-P-H-O-L-E-S, as it sounds. And then you're also writing an animated children's screenplay, Fish into water. So you explain what that is all about.
Sure. Well, the screenplay, I'm writing it for the Asylum Production Company, and it's about a fish that basically has lived her entire life in an aquarium where there's all these other beautiful fish, and she is not so beautiful on the outside. And she and all the other fish get toppled into the ocean, and she needs to learn her lesson of, you know, beauty is really on the inside, and it's not so much how you look, but what you do to help other people. She meets a bunch of other fish in the ocean, and they help each other along a journey. So kind of that same theme of friends and family and pulling together. And the working title is Fish Out of Water. And again, it's meant to inspire kids and perhaps some adults that choose to watch it once it's out, that beauty is not just skin deep, that there's more to our hearts and minds than just our appearance.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we teach the kids all about is celebrating, and I want to bring in James, celebrating the differences in people, celebrating whether they dress. We're always talking about that with the kids, for Love Project. You know, if your hair is a little different or your outfit's a little different or maybe you're handicapped or maybe, you know, you're different colors. We're all different colors. However, celebrating the differences instead of the opposite. So, James.
Yeah, celebrating what's unique. And I think.
Yes, and isn't that exciting? I mean, when you think about it, that's where all the creativity comes from, is celebrating all our differences. We're all one,
exactly.
I truly believe. Well, I always say we're all one heartbeat, humanity, and also nature and the animal kingdom. However, we all have our uniqueness, and it's exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm so happy that James is able to be on the show with us today, because he made such a positive, wonderful impression on me last year when I met him. Like you mentioned, and he'll explain further. He donates a lot of earned money and time to Beagle Freedom Foundation, which I'm sure you'll explain, and he'll explain in more detail. But it's kids like James that have that consciousness and are having fun and living their lives, but they're also that beautiful light in the world, and they're taking those steps in a positive direction, not only to help those close to them, but in this case, wonderful animals that don't have a voice, that we need to be their voice. So I'm so excited James is with us today.
Yes, and thank you for that nice introduction, Camille.
Yeah.
And so how did you meet James, Camille?
Well, James and I met last year. I am putting together my own show. I'm in the very early stages of pre-production, which will be a televised show, perhaps on the internet, not sure quite yet, that showcases children, kids, and teens like James that are basically doing good things for the planet. Children that are inspiring us, be them other, they inspire kids or adults to really look at issues that are facing our world and impacting our world, such as animal testing and the poaching crisis in Africa and poverty not only in third world countries but in our country. So kids that are really stepping up and making a difference at a very, very young age, that are very conscious of there needs to be change, that our world not only belongs to this generation, but the generations to come. So the show that I am creating is highlighting that, and that is how I met James. We were doing a bit of filming last year.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So now, James, you're only 10 years old now. So when did you get interested in or involved with the Beagle Freedom Project?
About 9 years old.
Good. And it's, tell us a little bit about the Beagle Freedom Project for those that are listening.
Well, the Beagle Freedom Project is trying to help free beagles from labs, because there are like a bunch of animals that just get tested on for no reason. And then when they're done testing on them, they euthanize them. So after the labs are done with them, and if they're healthy enough, Legal Freedom Project can have them and give them to families that want them.
Right. And the project was started in 2010 with Shannon Keith. And she found out about what was happening for animal experiments in a research lab. And I read that the beagles are the most popular breed for lab use. I thought that was interesting. Do you know why, James?
Yeah, because most of the time beagles are the sweetest breed of dog. And they will love you unconditionally. So they just let the scientists do anything to them.
Yeah. So, and you have two beagles of your own, Buster and Scooter.
Yes.
Yes. Now, how old are they?
Buster's 11 and Scooter's 9.
Very good. And so for the listeners out there, you can learn more by going on beaglefreedomproject.org, just as it sounds, beaglefreedomproject.org. Now what, I always like to ask the kids, did your parents inspire you to want to make a difference? Or how did you get that feeling where you wanted to step up, James?
Because I donate about a third of my allowance.
Wow.
Half of my allowance to good things like charity and stuff like that. And then I saw Beagle Freedom Project, and I just wanted to make a difference.
Yeah, and how does that make you feel inside?
Really, really nice.
Yes. It really fills you up with, well, we are love. Every person is love, and it's all inside. And it really cultivates, it makes that love expand when you do good for others. And so you're really helping more dogs and more people than you actually realize, because when the dogs are, able to be free and given a home, you're helping the owners, the new owners, to receive love from those dogs. So it's a whole circle of love is the way I see it. And you're doing it.
Yep.
And that's exciting. So now let me ask you, have you talked with other kids to see if they could help as well?
Yeah.
And how do they feel about it? Are they helping you?
Yes, they're buying cruelty-free products, which are products that don't have animal testing.
Yeah, and you got your mom to do the cruelty-free products, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does your mom and dad think about all that you're doing?
They feel really proud and that I'm a responsible child.
Yes, good for you, James. Very good. So, Camille, you have seen probably other kids like James in your world of Kids for Positive Change that are really making a difference at such a young age. They're not waiting until they're 25, 30, or even older. They're starting, some kids, as young as 5 years old. What do you think about all that?
It just inspires me and gives me so much hope and faith that our world, as harsh as it may seem, especially during these times of social media where things are always right up in our face, I think there's always been things that have not been very positive going on in the world, but right now, because of social media and the internet, we see so much more of it, and we're able, the positive in that is we're able to really see what needs to be done. And so for these kids, as you said, Deborah, some of them as young as 5 years old, 10 years old in James's case, to really be standing up and looking at these issues and saying, hey, you know, I want to make a difference. And not only saying it, but a big component of Kids for Positive Change is an action piece where the kids are actually taking action. They're not just watching a story on the internet or reading something. They're saying, hey, you know, there are beagles in labs that are being tested on, and that's cool, and I'm going to do something about it. So I'm going to get involved in an organization like Beagle Freedom Project and even take it a step further, as James has, and been very conscious about other animals, such as rabbits are tested on, makeup is tested on rabbits, and hair products are tested on other animals, where he's taking that a step further and saying, we have to educate ourselves more about this and, again, take action. In James's case, it's a third of his allowance. I know other children that I have met throughout the past couple of years that one little girl makes dolls, and the profits from the dolls, and she makes them out of recycled material, go to Children of Peace Uganda, which are children of war in Africa that have maybe lost their parents or a limb or are trying to be rehabilitated. And there are other wonderful kids that I've met through the Beagle Freedom Project that are also donating their time and energy, and sometimes in a case, money that they have earned some way through allowance, they're giving to Beagle Freedom. And that is so important as well. And a little girl I want to mention, well, she's not little girl. I think she's 11 or 12, and she's also Beagle Freedom. Her name is Kat. She couldn't be with us today because of school, but she actually does wonderful paintings of beagles. And the proceeds she makes from her paintings, she offers to Beagle Freedom Project, and in turn, they're able to rescue more animals that way. So, yes, some really extraordinary kids, and I think it's an amazing, amazing part of our planet right now that these children are stepping up and saying they are going to be the change and they are going to make a positive difference.
Right. I love when you say they are going to be the change, because, you know, as you know, I'm all about self-love, compassion, free of judgment, and all those pieces. And starting with the small children, that's where we can continue with the change and hopefully rub off on the adults as well. But that's right. How we're going to eliminate hate and harming others through love and giving. And James, as you've explained, it fills you up and it feels good, and you're a huge piece and making that change in the world. And I noticed that there's a lot of cosmetic companies now, Camille, and you're probably well aware, more than I, that they will have right on their product that they do not animal test. So there's other ways of testing without using life, if you know what I mean.
Sure. And yeah, James, you might know, it's the little circle with the bunny in it, right? Is that correct?
Yes. And there's an app that Shannon Keith created called the Cruelty Cutter app. And it's a free app with the built-in scanner, and if you scan the product, it will tell you if it is cruelty-free or not.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Oh, I want to get that app. You can put it on your phone, right, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. See that? Wow. So how does Shannon feel about you, James, stepping up at such a young age?
She felt that it was really nice and that she wanted more people to be like me and help make a change.
Yes. Wow.
And so she started BFP Kid.
A BFP Kid. Wow.
Beagle Freedom
Yes, a Beagle Freedom Project kid. Mm-hmm. And wow, so now do you have sisters and brothers, and are they involved in helping you as well, James?
No, I don't have sisters or brothers.
Okay, so you're the blade runner of getting all this organized and donating your allowance and all. So, wow. So, go ahead.
I think another piece that really makes my heart so happy, Deborah, is when kids like James are doing these things, it's really, in essence, empowering them as well. It's an empowerment piece for the world. It's a positive ripple effect. But part of Kids for Positive Change, which is my small business, it is about that action piece, because when we're presented with a problem, in this case we're talking today about animal testing, I think it's very easy, especially as adults, because we have a lot on our plate, we're very overwhelmed with many emails and text messages and whatnot. I feel like it's very common, you see a problem and you think, how would I ever help? How can I ever help solve this? And through a child's eyes, giving them that initiative, giving them the facts, such as there are beagles being tested on and that's not right, and allowing them to take action, actually empowers them, so they're going to grow into responsible young adults and adults thinking, you know what, I am one person, but I am making a difference, and what I do and the choices that I make are having a positive effect. And I really think these kids, such as James and Kat, and there's another wonderful little girl, Ella, that's part of Beagle Freedom that I've had the honor of meeting, they are doing that one child at a time. And so that component of allowing the children to take action, and be it their choice. Like I said, Kat makes these beautiful, beautiful paintings and sells them. James is contributing his allowance. That is offering this next generation and hopefully generations to come to say, you know what, I'm one person, but I can make a difference. And so I feel like that's very important. And I try to touch on that in my book as well, that it gives us confidence, because I think, again, it's worth repeating, we get so overwhelmed with everything that's happening in the world. We think at ourselves, how could I make a difference? Exactly. What do you think about that, James?
Well said. Well, we need to take our first break.
So, oh, okay.
Yes, so stay with us there, James.
Great.
And we will be back in a moment.
Thanks, Deborah.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance. Plus, connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Project radio show, and again, for anyone that wants to hear this show, you can hear every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. on our own station, which is, and our station is syndicated with 10 others. It's 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time, and it gets some bonus time on Saturday, too, for any of the kids that want to hear. We're with Camille Lacott and James Hicks, who's only 10 years old. Camille is an actor, author, and advocate, and James is involved with the Beagle Freedom Project. He is a BFP kid. One of the things he mentioned earlier was that the Beagle Freedom Project has a free app, and you can actually utilize it to see if a product is tested with animals. I thought that was amazing. And then also to get in touch with Camille, order her book. We just added it to our Books We Adore. Her website is kidsforpositivechange.com, just as it sounds, Kids for Positive Change. And her book is Small Shoes, Outgrowing Old Relationships and Finding the Right Fit. So let me ask you, Camille, what started you on this journey of consciousness? Because between the book and what you're doing even as an actor and then with the kids, were you inspired by your parents or did you grow up seeing your people around you making a difference?
You know, I would have to say, It's my love of animals, Deborah. From when I was a small girl, I remember one of my first babysitters had a worm farm where she actually raised earthworms. And it was one of my earliest memories. I think I must have been 4 or 5 years old. And I remember just being fascinated with the worms and the soil. And both my father and mother, especially my dad, spent a lot of time outside. You know, long walks. I grew up along Lake Erie, so I was always very blessed being exposed to nature, and it was just a fascination that I believe I was born with, and that really was a huge catalyst when I was growing up to inspire me to continue to help animals and to help our environment, and that is really where the core of my passion lies when it comes to my advocacy work. That this planet, we share this planet, and we have to be good to Mother Earth. So that's where it really started. It started literally from the earth, from the ground that I was walking on with earthworms, to bees, to spiders, to birds I would bring home in a box, you know, to try to help them
if they ran into a window. And as I got older, I started to really be more conscious of what was going on, and with global warming, and my acting. It's interesting how I marry the two, and hopefully I'll be doing that in the next year with the show that I'm in pre-production, the kids show, because I love to be in front of the camera. It's a wonderful place to be to help other people understand what's going on, and then actually adding that other passion of mine, which is nature and animals and the earth, and then children, because I did grow up, I guess you are right a little bit. My parents did influence me, because both of my parents are retired school teachers. So that love of children and education, I guess, is in my blood, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so I really do feel like kids have such a wonderful quality and an innocent quality about them, but they're also very powerful. And because they're not laden with the worry and fear that a lot of adults are carrying, they're able to say, hey, This is an issue, and I'm going to help fix it. And so I was one of those children that said, well, you know, if there's a bird outside that has a broken wing, well, we need to do something about it. And I believe I've carried that through my adulthood, and now I'm able to branch out and help others see that, and to showcase kids that are doing positive things for the world.
Exactly, and I love that you brought it to the level of showcasing kids and inspiring them and celebrating, as I say, for what they're doing. Now, one of the things that I had read about the Beagle Freedom Project is that they have said that what happens is research beagles are usually obtained directly from commercial breeders who specifically breed dogs to sell to scientific institutions. You know if that has, Camille, and then I want to bring James in too, do you know if that has decreased over the last, say, 5 years, where more people are aware?
You know, I don't know that answer for sure. James might. I want to say yes. I want to say with the things that are happening, Beagle Freedom has been such an amazing part of being the Beagle's voice. But James, do you know the answer to that question?
No.
Well, we're going to have to find out then.
Yes. I would have to say, not knowing, but knowing, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
That it has decreased, because even at the level of where James is making a difference, and Kat and the other little girl, and
Ella,
then when I think of all the other kids that we've had on the show and that are being inspired, that energy has, it's an energy field that is felt, and a lot of people are going into action. You see them saving the rhinos, saving elephants, all kinds of things with nature. We're finally waking up. So I believe it has, you know, breeders, that commercial breeders are going to have to find another job, because there won't be any animals for them to, you know, they're just not going to be able to do what they're doing.
Right. Well, there is legislation. I just, the Beagle Freedom Project website, which is beaglefreedomproject.org, is an amazing comprehensive website. And I just hopped on, and they are asking all of us to support the Beagle Freedom Bill, which is not really addressing that issue yet, Deborah, of the breeders themselves, but the beagles that have been taken in by these research labs. The bill is called the Right to Release. And in New York State, California, there's a bill in Nevada supporting this bill, where it's basically a retirement bill for these beagles, because they can only last so long in these research facilities. And as James pointed out earlier in the show, once they're spent, they're euthanized. And I've even heard it goes so far as if there's a break, like a holiday break, like a Christmas, Hanukkah break, New Year's, sometimes they'll euthanize the beagles then, because they don't want to pay for care. And the beagles, they can just get more beagles. So they'll euthanize them before a big holiday. So this bill states that we have the right to retire these beagles, that once they're done, that we can go in and organizations like Beagle Freedom Project can go in and rescue them and rehabilitate them and rehome them. Now, it's not a solution, but
right.
it is helping these animals that are in these labs get a second chance.
Right.
So that is something that's kind of at the forefront right now.
Right, which is all good. I think it's amazing that that's in place. However, you know, the core issue would be to have the commercial breeders utilize their energy mm-hmm. into doing something that serves the world. And there's a
exactly.
lot of things that can be done. You know, sometimes they, you know, one feels as though they're out of business and then that's their livelihood. However, if one comes from a place of love, and lives consciously, mm-hmm. you can create new, there's plenty of need out there for sure, and create a new company where it's serving the world instead of harming the world. How do you feel
exactly.
about that, James? Do you think that one day the companies will turn around and start doing something good?
Maybe if they would see that what their products are harming the world rather than helping it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
What would you like to say, James, to the kids that are listening? Because not only, you know, they're going to be listening to the show a number of times. What would you say to the kids as to what they can do?
Well, they can tell their parents to buy cruelty-free products and then show them videos of Beagle Freedom Project where they see the first time outside of a building and they can walk on grass. And they have a bunch of those videos on YouTube.
Okay. And their Beagle Freedom Project videos?
Yeah.
So they can just Google that mm-hmm. at YouTube. Okay.
And there's I think, James, the BeagleFreedomProject.org, the actual website, there's a media, and you can click and watch the release and get your Kleenex out, because it's an amazing sight when you see these beagles who, as James just said, have never been outside. They've never touched grass. It's really incredible to see their first steps to freedom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I'm hearing the music, so we need to take our next break.
Everybody okay.
don't go away. We'll be back more with celebrating these kids that are making a difference.
We've been waiting for, we are the ones who can change the world, we are the ones.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And I want to just mention about the Kids for Love project that we're doing with the elementary kids in Pawtucket, Rhode Island at the Fallon Elementary School. We have our bracelets, you know, the rubber bracelets that are, you know, everyone's wearing. Ours is primary colors, Kids for Love project with a little heart on it, and they're $3 each. And I just want to put that out there. You can find them right where the Kids for Love radio show is on Dream Visions, the number 7radio.com. And anyone that's purchasing a number of them, 12 or more, then the price comes down. I can just visualize everyone wearing the colorful bracelet. I wear it every day, to a reminder that love heals, and let's all start loving ourselves just the way we are, and having compassion for others, going into action like Camille has stated, to do and make a difference, and no bullying or any harming will ever happen when we resonate in love. And that's it in a nutshell. So we are back. And James, there's some things that you're doing for the senators, please, or to the senators. So please tell us about that.
Well, all of the BFP kids are writing letters to their California senators to try and get the bill for all of the labs.
Very good. Now, how many kids are there?
About 28.
Wow, that's good. And so for any other kids that want to write a bill, they can do so in the state of California, correct?
Yes.
And do you know if that information is on the Beagle Freedom Project website?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And that, again, is BeagleFreedomProject.org. And then I know my girls are all grown with little ones, and they do a lot of adopting. And Camille, you mentioned that, you know, anyone can adopt and foster one of these kids.
One of the kids.
You know, for many, the animals are people's kids.
Oh, me too. Yeah, no, exactly. I agree with you, Deborah. Yeah, I think it's wonderful to mention that not only on BeagleFreedomProject.org you can find ways to adopt or foster a beagle, but just we were talking during the break how so many people, you know, they want to do right by animals, and this is just about the whole animal adoption. And you don't really have to go to a breeder. If you want a purebred dog in lieu of a mutt, they are at the shelters. Or you can Google places. If you want a purebred beagle, adopted from Beagle Freedom because these are purebred dogs. They've just been through a lot, but they are being rehabilitated, and they're making wonderful pets and companions. So just something to keep in mind if you're thinking about adopting a dog or a cat or even a rabbit or a horse, please try to go to rescue organizations because they are there. And again, if you want something that's a purebred, you can find it out there. There's Boston Terriers, there's Golden Retriever rescues, and in this case, there's these beautiful purebred beagles that just need a second chance.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot, I mean, all of the kids that I've had on are involved with saving animals at some level. Mm-hmm. One that comes to mind is One More Generation. They're two kids. They started when they were, I believe it was 7 and 9, and they're now 10, 9 and 11. And they have gone to work to save the cheetahs. They're now working for the rhinos. They've been to South Africa. And they're two little kids, and the father actually has quit his job, and this has become his full-time job with the two kids.
Wow. That's
Isn't that
extraordinary.
Amazing? That's amazing. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and with Kids for Positive Change, as I said earlier, there is that action piece. And some of the live enrichment programs that I've been blessed to host at some schools here in Los Angeles, that's what we talk about. One of Kids for Positive Change, one of our programs is sharks. And then we take action on the sharks finning crisis that's going on. One of them is about insects, with really highlighting bees and how important honeybees are to our planet. James, you might know this because you're pretty animal savvy. I just learned this the other day. If honeybees were to disappear from the planet tomorrow, humans would have 4 years to live. That's how important honeybees are to our planet and what they pollinate. So this take action piece that James is doing on his own, that Kids for Positive Change, through the enrichment programs that happen under Kids for Positive Change, they're giving kids and adults this information and saying it can be as simple, Deborah, as, you know, it's springtime and it's baby bird season and there's lots of birds around. So please be conscious of when you're trimming your trees. This is not a time to trim trees or bushes because there are nests in there. So it could be something as simple as listening to a bird program and then taking that action to tell your neighbors, hey, you know, just be conscious. There might be baby squirrels or baby birds up in your trees because it's baby season. Or putting decals on your windows so the birds don't run into them. So it's all these little things that we can continue to do to help build a better, more conscious, loving planet. And I think
Absolutely.
It's wonderful that the kids are at the forefront of that.
Yes, absolutely. And there's things that you can Google and learn different things. For mice, we live in the country, and for mice, instead of doing something to harm them, what you do is it's peppermint oil mixed with a little water, and the mice won't come in. They'll find another way somewhere else.
But right.
I find when you come from that place for love, of love, and James, I want to ask you how you feel about this. You don't even want to hurt a spider. You want to allow them to have their life, you know, whether you're working out in the yard or if one comes into the house. How do you feel about that, James?
I will always let an animal have a second chance to live.
Very good, very good. I want to thank you, James, for the amazing job you're doing all around the Beagle Freedom Project to get your mom to buy only cruelty-free products. And I hope you know how much difference you are making in this world that we live.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, I want to mention, too, any one of the kids that are listening or the parents, if you want to make a donation to the Beagle Freedom Project.org, whether it's a dollar or $10 or more, every dollar makes a difference. And I always call it sacred money because it's going to make a difference. And money is sacred anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And also to add to that, it's so true, Deborah. Every dollar counts because it's one step closer to freeing another beagle. Beagle Freedom Project also has they're aiming to build a brick and mortar location, an actual rescue and outreach center here in LA. And you can actually buy a brick, and the brick would be one of the bricks that they will use to build the building. And I would say to those people out there that, you know, may be listening and thinking, you know what, right now I don't have that actual dollar to spare, please hop on the website. There's a page, it's the cruelty free page, and they have a wonderful it's a picture list. You can actually see the pictures of the products and the brands that test on animals, and it's something as simple, Deborah and James, you would probably agree with me. Print this list out, put it in your bag, and when you're shopping next, refer to it. And if you see that product and that brand on the list, skip it. And to mention, I just was a bit of positive news on that. Target, which we all know Targets are very prevalent throughout the country, they have just opened a whole section in their stores that's all cruelty-free and organic and cruelty-free makeup. And so I think the consciousness is definitely spreading to these bigger places, which is important since they affect a lot of our country anyway.
Absolutely. And they're doing that because kids like James and other people are speaking up. You know,
exactly.
That is unacceptable. And when you speak up and go into action, then the big stores listen. As it grows, more stores, more corporations will make the changes because they have to if they want to stay in business. And it's people like James and yourself, Camille, and all the other kids that are making this happen. Moms out there speaking up for, was it Cheerios, and now it's GMO-free. Well, that's going to expand as well. All the other cereal companies are going to come on board. So things are changing, and it's exciting. It's a very exciting time for what is bubbling up and coming.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to just ask you, Camille, what would you like to leave for the listeners? What would be your message?
Oh, I believe my message is simple, Deborah. Just live every day with an open heart and look around you and know that a kind word or a kind gesture or helping a baby bird that might need to be rescued, all of these little things can make such a big, big difference. So never think that what you're doing is too small because you are making a difference.
Absolutely. And James, what would be your last few words?
Please tell your friends or family to just remember that most of the stuff in your house, even maybe your surfing hair gel, could be tested on animals, and the animals have died for what you wear.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you both for being on the Kids for Love Project show.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And until the next time, everyone, have a wonderful day and blessings to you.
We've been waiting
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project. celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.